She's got a good setup, her nose, just like the trailer. She can trail. Them out there got a good set, they can trail. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Catch him.
And if you had a real mean dog, you might say, you better be careful, that dog will
bite. And now just like that, these dogs here bite now. That black one generally run. But that blue tip one, that's nothing but a puppy. She ain't a year old. But the general runner of them will bite. Mm-hmm. Now she'd be sneaky. She wouldn't bark at you for nothing. Let you stand up there and let anybody pass by and then try to grab as soon as pass by. Well, now that black one, she'll go down and gonna halt anybody at the gate. Once halt him at the gate, I said, holler at her. I said, Jenny, get off the walk and let them in. Get off the walk now. She gonna go on over that way or go on that way or go back to the house. Mm-hmm. That's what you had to talk to her.
Say, if you had a mean dog, you say, yesterday my dog
will bite.
Or yesterday
he bit Sin City one or something.
Uh-huh. And he said, then that person had to go to the doctor after.
That's right.
He
said, had to go to the doctor because it got dog bit.
Uh-huh.
But Zeneron would try to keep him from biting anybody. Never let him bite, you know.
Have you ever heard any cures for if a mad dog bites you?
Yeah. I was known two boys. I say around 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This size boy like that and on up. I would tell the way you come in, a mad dog run in on them and bit both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sent those boys to Jackson to what you call the mad stone. You heard of that?
A mad stone?
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Well, now, I couldn't tell you, but I would say like this. This would be a place you go and take shots and treatment for the mad dog bite. But now, I wouldn't know good. Now, if you can, you got to kill this dog. If you kill the dog, you cut the head off.
Uh-huh.
Carry the head with you. And it's some kind of serum that it gets out the brain to use with you where he done bit you.
Uh-huh.
But now, these boys got mad dog bit. And they sent them to Jackson to the mad stone.
The mad stone like a rock?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a mad stone they call, but it's a place of where they have this amphibia bite you. Dog bite you and you go mad, you see a cat.
Uh-huh.
You know, they claim evidently a bat.
Mm-hmm.
What cares this madness? If a bat land on the ground, they never touch him. Because if he bites you, you'll go mad.
Mm-hmm.
Cat bites you. If he bites a cat, the cat will go mad. If he bites a dog, dog will go mad. Well, we don't have no more mad dog in this country now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the fellows is living today with the mad dog bit. Whitfield Smith, he's living right today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other boy, he died, but Whitfield is living. He never did go mad. Nothing happened to him.
Hmm.
But that's true.
The kind of animal that you milk, you call that a...
What?
The kind of animal that you milk.
Would be a cow.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the male?
The male? That's a bull.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that's a bull. And, that's a male. A female is a cow.
Uh-huh. Was the word bull always nice to use, or did people used to say that?
Yeah, well... That's all they ever did have, a male, which was a bull. Now, just like you'd have a herd of cattle, you look out there, you say, that's my bull, y'all, and that passes. I know him, I know him, he got a spot in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know him, well, that's where you always have handled it, you know.
Mm-hmm.